from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Just looking more into this story about the Commanders VP of content who has been suspended pending an investigation, and he said a bunch of stuff on a hidden recording that from a date he met a woman on a dating app and she was videoing him without him knowing at a dinner. I was just watching the video, and he's sitting there with an espresso martini just talking. And he says, you know, Jerry Jones is a racist, and most of the players in the league are homophobic or anti-LGBTQ because they're Christian, and the fans are alcoholic, uneducated mouth breathers, and just a bunch of stuff that is, obviously juicy when it comes from a team employee.
Yeah, and condescending, and the interesting thing about this group that does this.
It's O'Keefe Media Group.
Yeah, so James O'Keefe, I think is his name, he started Project Veritas, and Project Veritas would go in and they would secretly record conversations, and I think they still do it, I believe. Governmental agencies, any sort of wrongdoing that they could uncover by doing this kind of interview. So it sounds like he ended up leaving Project Veritas for whatever reason, I'm not sure, but started his own group, and now they're doing stuff like this.
So on their website, the front page, it says, empowering and equipping a movement of thousands of people like you to expose wrongdoing with the support of an in-house team of elite journalists to bring factual, unbiased stories to light. Now, I mean, it's one thing if someone is breaking the law and you see some of these things like back in the day, like shame, shame, shame or whatever, where they'd show up with a camera and like this, you know, deadbeat landlord and blah, 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 stuff like that. It's one thing if you're doing those things. But I mean, to equip someone on a date with a camera to film this guy, there's no idea he's being filmed. Now, I'm not sitting here defending what he's saying, but just that seems to me icky in a way. Like I don't know. And by the way,
it feels like it's some sort of entrapment.
Right. I mean, how in the hell do they get this guy?
And why him?
Yeah, why him in this situation? And why, like, somebody set him up, obviously. But why would they? Now there's a new ownership group there with the Commanders.
Yes, and I think this guy that they ended up nailing with the O'Keefe group had been there for, I think, 4 years.
So that's prior to the new ownership group taking over. So, I mean, is this a way, I mean, I could sit here and speculate, but is this a way for the new ownership group that couldn't find a way to fire him, set him up and
that could be one reason why it happened. You know, you never know.
It's very, very odd story. Very odd story.
It is an odd story.
I mean, who cares about the Commander's VP of content that much?
Well, somebody does. And plus, it's the NFL, and the NFL's opening. And, you know, there were names like Roger Goodell.
Well, yeah.
You know, talking about the players in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I mean, so you have a lot of, like, as you said, juicy stuff there.
So, if somebody is, like, let's say, do you think he's saying this stuff around the office? Like, he's just saying these things and...
No, of course not.
So how would anybody know that these are his feelings about stuff? And why would he be
A few martinis in him. You know, pump a few martinis in any of us.
Right, that's what I'm going to say.
What we're going to say.
I am so fascinated with the idea that they had a camera on him knowing he was going to say something like this to expose him. So who knew that?
But what exactly did he expose?
Well, he didn't expose anything. I'm saying to expose him.
Yeah, I know, but what I'm saying, what he said, what he says Jerry Jones is a racist, that is his personal opinion.
It is his personal opinion. I mean, that's a tough thing to label somebody.
Yeah, of course it is.
But he's also not doing it like on the news or on X or anything. I mean, he's saying this at a table with somebody.
With who he's on a date with. And how well does he know the woman? Is it a first chance meeting? Would that be something you would say at your first date or your second date?
That was always my go-to to try to get to first base was start naming racist NFL owners and really get their pants right off.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah, do you guys, because you're very sharp in there, do you guys have any explanation?
Just looking into the O'Keefe group, and there's some questions about their motivations and integrity, and even this O'Keefe guy, he founded the original Project Veritas.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And there was some things about that were called into question. And then he left them, started this new group. Then they're suing him, even though he started the other one in the first place. So what are the motivations? I don't know.
And why this guy? And why that stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, NFL executive that somebody knows has these feelings or is willing to share these feelings, I guess.
But he wasn't sharing. He was just... I guess that was his small talk over martinis.
Yeah, I mean, I think if all of us over martinis had microphones on us, we'd all be effed sideways. And I'm not. I'm just being honest. You know? You'd say things. You say jokes. You say things you don't necessarily mean. You're amongst friends. Drinking. Like.
Did they show who the girl is? What she looks like?
I don't know. It's unclear. Whether
is she hot?
Yes, exactly.
That's what I need to know about this. What does she look like, bro?
Listen, we had a Chinese spy living in Manhattan.
I saw that. Yeah,
yes,
I know.
Exactly.
Working
for the governor of New York State. Great. Perfect. Nice neighbors.
Sorry, Eddie. You were saying?
Yes.
Well, there was some question whether or not she was an employee of this O'Keefe Media, or maybe it was just hired by them or gave it to them knowing what they were about.
Who knows? All right, here's an interesting thing. They could have played out like this. This O'Keefe Media is trying to get off the ground, trying to get their name out there. Maybe this woman was actually on a dating app. She works for O'Keefe Media, and she meets this guy on a date where she's not wired, and she doesn't like him, but finds out he's an NFL executive, VP. And it's like, you know what? Maybe I could nail this a-hole.
Wait a minute. So let me ask you a question. So do you think that every time she had gone on a date through this app that she would be secretly taping the person she's sitting down and meeting with?
Maybe, but my scenario would be like the first dating app, first meet was like, oh, okay, you know, how's it going? I work for the Commanders. I'm the VP of whoever. Oh, really? And she's thinking, I don't know, O'Keefe Media Group. And then maybe he's like diarrhea of the mouth. And then the next time they meet, she's wired up and because she wants to give her boss some stuff.
Right. She lives in the D.C. area and knows the history with Snyder, the Redskins, the whole thing.
That's another possibility. I'm just trying to figure out something. It's all speculation.
Like, but the why? You know,
I don't know.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.